Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dick Culler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Turner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Swift. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Swift. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mike Chartek. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Milt Burns. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Nageling. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Johnny Nageling. And now, play ball. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball four. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs strikes out. Two outs. Mike Chartek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clift moves to third. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball four. Chartek moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn takes first base on ball four. Clift scores. Chartek moves to third. Stevens moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Salters. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Gutteridge applying the tag. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Nogueling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nogueling strikes out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner strikes out. One out. Bill Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Solters. Lobbs reaches second base with a double. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chartak hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lobbs scores. It's 2-0, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Browns. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 0 for 1 in the game. Quell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Solters hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Nogueling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nogueling is 0 for 1 in the game. Nogueling strikes out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Culler hits a line drive towards short. Stevens reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0 for 1 in the game. Turner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chartak hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lobbs moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Lobbs moves to third. Chartak moves to second. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson pinch hits for Bill Swift. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 2 in the game. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Orville Grove now pitching. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Nagealing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nick Ealing is 0 for 2 in the game. Nick Ealing hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 3 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Salters hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Culler bunts towards third. Cliff fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moses moves to second. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0 for 2 in the game. Turner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moses scores. Culler moves to second. It's 4-1, Browns. Frank Callan pinch hits for Orville Grove. Frank Callan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Floyd Spear now pitching. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Clift moves to second. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Chartak is called out on strikes. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cliff scores. Lobbs moves to second. It's 5-1, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got three RBIs. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.